So, hashtag 60 days. I just got done with a leg workout. Let me tell you about my morning. I did not want to do a leg day at all. Like, I had zero desire. I sat around drinking my coffee. I called my mama at 5 in the morning because I hadn't talked to her in 2 weeks and I wanted to talk to my mama. Like, to let her know that I'm okay, because she always thinks if I don't talk to her every 2 days that I must be dead or something. She always calls me and says, well, I ain't heard from you in 2 days. I thought you died. So I called my mama. And then after I got done, I was sitting there thinking, I just don't want to do leg day. And then I made myself think about, all right, what is it that you really don't want to do about leg day? I just didn't want to do squats. I didn't want to do any squats or lunges. I was like, I could do a leg day if I could just do machines. Like, that's all I really want to do. And so I was sitting there thinking about it, because I was this fucking close to blowing it off and just being like, I'm going to go walking. I've been working hard this week. Like my brain had every excuse as to why I should just go walking today. And not that walking is a bad thing, but I knew that I was justifying a walk and I wasn't meeting myself truly where I was at. So I want to tell you guys that there, like, sometimes what you want to do is you want to examine, like, it's that, can I just, like, what is it about this that I really don't want to do? But do I need to just abandon all of it? Can I tweak it? We can do these things on our 24-hour plans. You know, I don't want you guys getting into the habit of justifying and excusing and stuff, but sometimes it's better to make some adjustments on the fly that leave you feeling better about your decision so that going forward you can learn from it than it is to just all out quit, just don't do it, I just won't write one today, I don't really feel like following a plan today. It's like, yeah, but what parts of the plan could I follow today? So I decided that I'm going to go to the gym, and I happen to like the step mill. I know not everybody does, but I do like it. I thought, yeah, I'm going to do 15 minutes on the step mill, and I'll just do a little bit faster, and then at the halfway mark, I'll just come back down and go slower. I was like, that's simple, that's clear, that's easy. That can replace like squats and lunges and step-ups, the things that I really didn't want to do. And then I hit the machines. I went to the leg press, extensions, the hamstring curls. I did calves on the leg press also. So I did all of those, which I was very pleased to just, like, I can get in a really solid leg workout. I can push myself there. I just didn't want to have to do squats and stuff. I just did not want to do it. And then I decided I'd go to the cable machine, and they have these little wraps for your ankles. So I put those on, and I did a series of hip raises, like, or side leg raises to the out, to like the, I guess you would call it like, it's not really, so it was like 90 degree and then whatever would be between 90 and going all the way back. So just think about if you went to the side and then you went at an angle, and then I did where you push your leg back straight. So I did three sets of that, of just straight leg swings at different angles. Three sets for each angle on each leg. And I called it a day. I did walk for 10 minutes after that. I got on the treadmill and wanted to check in and see. I just checked my morning texts and things like that. So I figured I would just, I didn't really, sorry. Somebody was waving at me. I was like, I didn't wave back. So anyway, I just made sure that I just did what felt good. And now I feel so productive, so good. I feel like I showed up for myself. I feel like I compromised, but didn't like just shit on a workout. Like, I just feel really solid. And I think this is important for all of you. We have to practice showing up when we don't want to. That is such a key skill. We have to learn how to override the habit brain and not wanting to do things, and the part of us that comes up with justifications and excuses. Those will always sound like a good deal. They'll always sound easier. They will always feel more compelling. Most of the time, your why will suck next to it. Like, that's normal. You're not going to come up with excuses and justifications that feel awful. That's not the job of the brain. It's always to have sexy talk. So in weight loss, though, we want to get better and better and better at learning how to run up on things where we really just, we don't feel like it, not motivated. We'd rather do this than that, and doing it anyway. And the skill is to do it anyway without beating yourself into it, without saying like, you know, no, you have to because you're a lazy motherfucker if you don't. Like, we have to learn how to do it in a way that's compassionate and understanding, thoughtful, provoking. So I want you to think about how I talked to myself this morning. I really was like examining, questioning, talking to myself nicely, figuring out, like, I was like working with the side of my brain that didn't want to, and like guiding it along, compromising and negotiating. And then sometimes I just stick to my plans. Like, most of the time, we'll tell you, the more you do that, the better you get at sticking to your plans. And most of the time, I don't want to do something. I just tell myself, it's all right, we'll just get it done. But that has become the product of me learning how to listen to the part of me that wants to take the easy road, listen to the part of me that wants to excuse and justify, and practice meeting myself where I'm at, pushing myself just a little bit further, figuring some stuff out. That has led to that skill. All right, hashtag 60 days. I'm still rocking and rolling. Got the legs done. They'll probably end up being sore tomorrow. I'm just going to say, I was leg pressing like a son of a bitch. I'm getting closer and closer to getting heavier and heavier and heavier. I think I was at 197 pounds today or something like that. I only have a machine. I don't have plates. But I did four sets of 12 at 100. And I think it said, it's like level 9 or 10 or something like that on the machine. But it said 197 pounds. So I will tell you, by the end of this year, my goal is to be pressing that whole stack, which is over 300 pounds. And that's where I want to get to. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.